Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now, we want to bring in our weekly guest in this time slot, the Virginia Secretary for Public Safety, Secretary Brian Moran. Secretary, good morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning to you, Gary.
I hope you're staying.
I don't know where John is. And I hope the snow didn't keep him away. I thought he was teleworking. So I'm glad you're there. You never miss a day. Congratulations.
He had planned on being off today and Monday anyway, so he's pretty smart.
President's Day. Maybe he's taking President's Day on Monday. So he's
that's right. So
taking
his
long weekend.
Yeah. So John taking a little well-deserved time off. But so yeah, I want to get right into it with you, and let's talk about the fact that let's start with the fact that the number coronavirus numbers in Virginia look like they've been continue to slowly head in the right direction.
You're right. No, today I'm reporting some really good news. The positivity rate is about 10%, but the preliminary numbers this morning were less than 10%. We're going to over 30,000 tests and less than about 3,000 positive cases. So close to 10%. But that number has stabilized over the course of the last several days. So, we certainly had a peak in mid-January, but since then, and particularly in February, it has declined. So that's great news. We're still being aggressive in our testing, but the numbers have gone down. And then the vaccinations, today's preliminary numbers, we'll have over 50,000 administered doses of vaccine. Now, we're averaging about 33,000 per day, but we had a big day yesterday, and it does concern me with inclement weather that might slow some of our mass vaccination sites where we use these large venues like here in Richmond, and several jurisdictions have been doing that, the Virginia Beach Convention Center and Richmond Raceway and several locations in Nova have been doing the same. So I do worry about that will slow, but we're being very vigilant in getting these doses out the door. And so, I think today is good news, but, each day carries its own news, and so there's a lot of ups and downs, but we've certainly I think we've turned the corner and being aggressive with vaccinations.
How have these, I know it's kind of obvious, but just talk about how some of these mass sites like Richmond Raceway locally have really helped with the distribution.
Yeah, we've really leaned on our local health departments to do those mass vaccinations. We had the hospitals, obviously, that doing the healthcare workers, and we have the long-term care facilities being done with the pharmacy program. But to get into the community where we really are anxious to get our essential workers done and vaccinated, the local health departments have been doing that with a lot of state coordination, and so we have to lean on them. Now the new pharmacy program that the feds have provided to CVS and Walgreens, that picks up this week as well. So we'll start seeing some of those numbers, by next week, and see how well that is going. They've received 26,000 doses. That's in addition to the 120,000 doses the state is already receiving. So, again, good news. I think really the only thing holding it up now is the supply. I think these local health districts and these mass vaccination sites could do more and certainly are willing to do more. We have to have the right staff. We have to have the volunteers, and we you know, can't say enough about the National Guard, the Medical Corps, all those volunteers that have stepped up. Just can't say enough about them. And so now, really, the only thing holding us back is the supply. We'd like to increase the doses at these mass vaccinations. And once that supply is available, we'll do just that.
We're talking to Secretary of Public Safety Brian Moran. I know last week the governor announced his initiative to try to get schools reopened. What's been the response to that so far?
Yeah, well, you know, we did leave it to individual school districts, and some school districts went back to school and have been doing it safely. I mean, that's the key. They do it safely, and there's still some hesitation on some parts. I think there's more communication and more data that needs to be shared. I mean, Dr. Avila and the CDC have said, you know, the data supports, if done well, you can do it safely. You just exercise the appropriate precautions of social distancing and face masks, and you can do it. And, you know, we all know getting kids back in the classroom has to be a goal. I mean, it's so important for so many reasons. Educate these kids, but also for their mental health. And we've really lost so much time, the time we don't have with these kids. And so it's a real shame. But I think everyone's trying to do their best. We are, you know, we included teachers in 1B. Teachers are being vaccinated. I'm here in Chesterfield, and got reports yesterday that a lot of the teachers from the local high school here were vaccinated yesterday. So that is ongoing. And you know, I think that will provide some additional comfort to folks, that particularly the teachers and the administrators and the staff that works in our schools, that they can get back into the classroom and do it safely. It's so important, and hopefully we'll be able to pursue summer school. You got to make this time up somehow. I mean, you can't forfeit a whole year of education. So, you know, I know that is also on the governor's agenda, to see if we can't get some sort of summer school to get these kids caught up before the fall.
Secretary, with the numbers coming down and with the drive now to get the schools reopened, and with vaccinations becoming more prevalent, has there been any discussion of loosening any of the restrictions that are in place?
Well, there's been discussion, Gary. I think right now we're really looking to see what these variants do. We received a brief yesterday on the South African, the Brazilian, the United Kingdom. There's three variants out there that there's really trying to assess the efficacy of the vaccine. In addition to how these variants, you know, this is a virus that's changing. And so now you have these three variants, and one of them clearly spreads quicker than the original virus. And then also there's some data to suggest that it's more lethal, one of the variants. So I think before we do anything with respect to loosening these restrictions, we have to have more data and assess these three variants. And it's a real shame, because I do think, you know, we were heading toward that direction with the good numbers that we're so pleased about. But I think caution right now is the word, because these variants do exist in Virginia. It's a national problem. And, you know, we're looking to the administration to provide some guidance. But since they're here in Virginia, we're concerned about that. And so before you see any loosening of the restrictions, I think we're going to need more data to assess the lethality as well as the transmission rate of these new variants.
I know that you said, you know, you're looking forward to the supply increasing from the federal level. When it comes to vaccine distribution, how much has it helped the process to have brought in Danny Avila as the state vaccine coordinator? That seems to have helped a lot.
It has helped a lot. And he's very familiar to this audience because of this, you know, Henrico and Richmond, and he's been terrific. He's really a great spokesperson too. He's getting out on the road and a lot of with town halls and informing people. And he's being very transparent that this is a challenge. The rollout, nobody was satisfied with it, but I think we're in a place now that we're in the top 10 of every ranking in terms of doses administered, first dose, second dose, using the inventory. you know, in the top 10. So where we want to be, but we have to be very vigilant. So bringing him on has been terrific. It really has been good, wonderful working with him, and having that bridge to our local health districts. Local health districts, it's a decentralized public health system here in the Commonwealth, and you have to have good relationships with the local health districts. And Danny being one of them, I think, really has served to bridge that gap between, you know, Richmond and, you know, all of the jurisdictions around Virginia. So in many ways, he has been a godsend to this effort and initiative.
Okay, Secretary, always good catching up with you. Thanks for the time
today. Let me give a shout-out to all those hard workers out there. They're cleaning the streets. I was out there this morning shoveling, and it gets the heart going at 6 o'clock in the morning when you're shoveling the walk.
Little cardio with the snow shovel. There you go.
Nothing wrong with that. But just a big shout-out to all the state police, all the local law enforcement responding to the crashes. Please stay off the roads. Give these folks the ability to clean the roads. Keep them clear and keep their safety in mind as well as your own. So big shout out to all those folks who are out there clearing our roads and keeping them safe.
Thank you so much, Secretary. Be well. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you, Gary.
Bye-bye. Virginia Secretary of Public Safety, Brian Moran.